Good evening. It's Sunday night, and we're here in the Michas Chinuchu. And it's Or Lechag Beis Iyar. And we're learning Michas Chinuch, and we're doing Mitzvah 23, Mitzvah Arisos Petach Hamor, which the Chinuch and Rambam and others hold as a mitzvah. It's an either-or mitzvah. Yeshua Man will tell us now the either-or mitzvahs that exist in the Torah. One is the Petach Hamor Tefteh V'Seh V'Imlo Sefteh V'Arafto. The other one is Adon Shemimiyai V'Omivri Yoh V'Imlo Yoh Adah V'Adah. And there is Evdah, should allow her to go out with him. Yiron Kesef, as it's called. And the third is Yibum and Chatzah. Three either or mitzvahs. Okay.
Those are
only three either or. And according to the Ravid, even this one's not. So the Ravid holds not a mitzvah, but a rafto, it's a punishment, it's a knas. So the Michas Chinuch is in the middle of discussing. Okay, he's talking about. Oh, let me see. Yeah, the Gemara says if you have a suffik that the chamor to let, you don't have to give it away to a kohen. That's in mominus, so you keep it, but you have to be mafresh to let to take away the iser. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, Petach Hamor is also Bahanoah. So you have to take away the Yisr. According to the Yehuda, it's also immediately Bahanoah. According to Rabbi Shimon, it becomes also after the Aritha. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, which we've been maintaining the whole time, it's also Bahanoah the whole time. And to get rid of that Yisr, you have to be mafresh and plan. That gets rid of the Yisr. So Tosfos says, asks, right, why can't you say, Why do you say it's according to Rabbi Yehuda? Why does the Torah say it's according to Rabbi Yehuda? That's what the purpose of the mafresh to tle is, even though you don't have to give it away. Even according to Rabbi Shimon, you have to be mafresh or tle, or else you have to be oref the chamor. If you're not mafresh or tle, so we suffek, you have to do the mitzvahs. Do me a favor, go to the back there and ask the kid if he won't be happy until he breaks the machine. I can buy him a less expensive toy. That's what's wrong with a smartphone. The kid's mesmerized by the graphics of that little stupid machine in the back. And he's pushing the buttons and he's like watching it flip the screen. Tell him to buy a television set.
Something that dangerous.
So even according to Rav Shimon, you have a suffek petach hamor, by being mafresh to tleh, that accomplishes the pidyon. You don't have a mitzvah to give it to the kohen because it's a suffek, a bunch of mechalel of a raya. But why do you have to say that it goes according to Rabbi Yehuda and the Afrasha Satleh and the Pidyon accomplishes that the Petach Hamor is Mutar Banah, even according to Rav Shimon, that the Petach Hamor at this stage of the game is not also Banah, but you have to be Oreis the Petach Hamor, it's a mitzvah, it's a chiyuv. From Yisafik you would have to do it. But so you're Mafresh Tleh, so you don't have to be Oreis. Otherwise, you would have to be Orif, because like Sofek Korah Kriyashma, you have to be Kriyashma. Sofek any mitzvah sase, you have to do it, mi Sofek. So here there would be a Sofek mitzvah sarifa, and you would have to do it. So by Mafresh Tleh, you're getting rid of the Chiyuv Arifa. So Tosfos answers.
With the, again, the Kasha is in which Sofek?
The Gemara says. Okay, let's start from the beginning. The Gemara says that if you have a Sofek Petach Hamor, Mafresh Tleh, Fuhula Atzmo, Mafresh Atleh, to be the pidyon of the Hamor, be Safek, but you don't have to give the Tleh to the Kohen, because it's a Safek, and a Mosemech Avail of a Raya. But the Gemara says, so why do you have to be Mafresh Atleh? Why bother? The Gemara answers according to Rabbi Yehuda. that till you mafresh a tler, the pedach hamor is also ba'ano. And the chanami, this, are you listening?
Yeah.
And the chanami, this is a suffik pedach hamor. So misuffik your eyes for the chumra. You would have to assume it's also ba'ano. You don't want the pedach hamor to be also ba'ano. So you mafresh tler, and now it's muta ba'ano. But you can keep the tler. Tractosis, why do you have to say? It goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, even according to Rabbi Shimon, that the Petach Hamor is Mutar Ba'ano at this stage of the game. But there is a mitzvah harifa. And just like when you have a suffik, if you did the mitzvah of eating matzah, so you have to eat matzah with suffik. And if you have a suffik, you have to read Kriyashma. And if when Kriyashma is the Araisa, so you have to read Kriyashma with suffik. So here you have to be Oref the Hamor, and the suffik you would have to be Oref the Hamor. You don't want to be Oref the Hamor. Why didn't the Gemara answer that? Why does the Gemara have to run to say that the purpose of being mafresh at tleb, the suffake, is that the petach hamor should not be also ba'ano, according to Rabbi Yehuda? So Tosfos answers that just like we say that the suffake, you don't have to give. The tleb to a koyer. Because when it comes to mominus, we're governed by a mechamech veil of a raya. The arifa of the chamor, although it's a mitzvah, but it is a mitzvah to be mafsid mamon. The essence of the mitzvah is that you should lose it. So misafek. And you would lose it completely, because even according to Reb Shimon, the Petach Hamor is also ba'ano after the Arifa. You can't sell the Nevela. So there's nothing you can do with it after the Arifa. So you're losing the whole, you're losing money. You're losing money anyway, even if it would be worth something, but to add to it, Taisa says, it's also ba'ano after the Arifa. So, yeah, even though it's a mitzvah, a suffik mitzvah you have to do, when the essence of the mitzvah is losing money, this is reminiscent of the machlokes rishonim in the Dor of Daf of Chesed and Aleph, where there's a machlokes rishonim, a huge run there, a suffik matnas aniyim, if it has a din of suffik momen or a din of suffik iser. If you have to give it to the oni, machmas suffik, let's say suffik leket, suffik peya, primarily a suffik mitzvah, and you have to do it misafik because of suffik yiraisa l'chumra, or is it primarily a momenist, because it's a momenistic mitzvah? You see, by pidyon haben, right, misafik, you don't have to give it to the kayah, okay? Because it's primarily to give the kayah the money. The teres of Tosfos is that the mitzvah arifa involves a loss of money, and just like there's a rule of a mitzvah machvel of a raya, so there's a rule that misafik you don't have to lose your money. So even though it's a mitzvah, but it's a mitzvah of money, it's a mitzvah involving loss of money. So misafik, you wouldn't call it a mitzvah machvel of a raya. You would call it misafik. I'm a mosuk and I don't have to lose my money. Misafik. That's Tosfos' answer. You look puzzled. You have this puzzled look on your face.
Pidyon is also a mix with money. There's three cases of the two choices, right? You can do there's three mix of the Torah where you can do whether you can
A or B.
A or B. So here, both A and B involve losing money.
You're not losing money.
A. If you're not giving the set,
you don't have to give it to the kohen.
No.
Mafresh, you do have to, by vadai, by suffik you don't have to.
By suffik.
But you
suffik, he keeps.
The pidyon, we learned already 10 times, I'm sorry to say, that the pidyon is effected just by the hafrashas tleh, not by giving the tleh to the kohen. The pidyon petach hamor is effected just by the hafrashas tleh, and you say this should be the pidyon for the hamor. So that's Tosfos' text. What?
According to Rabbi Yehuda.
According to who?
According to Rabbi Yehuda.
According to everybody. You're poisoned. Petach Hamor Tefteh Meseh is not talking to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. That's a possible. The question is, was the petach hamor also banot till then? That's the machlokes. But certainly that's the mitzvah pidyon. Petach hamor can never say. That's mitzvah 22. So now that's Tosfos Teretz. And that's how v'chein kosev arit al gazli b'kavanosam, that since the mitzvah harifa, Tosfos kasha was, listen again, Tosfos kasha was, the mitzvah harifa is a mitzvah saseh. You have a sofek, if you did a mitzvah saseh, you have to do it. Sofek kore kriyashma, you have to be kriyashma. Sofek kochol matzah, you have to eat matzah. Sofek petach hamor, you would have to be orefit l'chora. So why don't we say that even according to Rav Shimon, the purpose of being toda, of being mafresh and tleh by a sofek petach hamor is, or else you would have to be oreis it, be sofek, just like you have to do every mitzvah d'oraisa, be sofek. So Tosfos answers that no, since this is a mitzvah of losing your money, the mitzvah is to lose your money. The mitzvah is not to swing an axe and kill a poor defenseless animal. The mitzvah is to lose your money. So misafek, you wouldn't have to do this mitzvah. Which is to lose your money, you wouldn't do misafek. This type of mitzvah, you don't have to do misafek. Because by moment, this misafek, you don't have to lose your money. What? If you're not told to it, yeah, that's why the Gemara says it's according to Rabbi Yehuda.
You just give me something to regular.
It's not Asur Bano. Even a Vada is not Asur Bano.
Right.
That's the point here. That's why the Gemara has to say that it didn't make sense according to Rabbi Yehuda. Places Kasha was, why don't you say it makes sense according to Rabbi Shimon also? Tosfos answers, but according to Shimon, you wouldn't have to do it. Achiksha, but the Marit al Gazi asks a question, Mikomukom Romalo Yiftem is Sofek, the Sofek mitzvah the Humra, Rainlo Hefsid Momen Kiatle La Atzmo. Still doesn't understand. This is even according to, again, back to Rav Shimon. Why don't we say you should do the.
Where are we? Oh, right. Oh, okay. Right. But we went back a little, you know, to pick up the, we needed to get the Kasha Tosfos.
You have a paragraph of Tosfos with. Yeah.
Okay.
Mirta Gazi says, but he still doesn't understand. Even according to Rav Shimon, why don't you say you have to be paid in misafek? That's a mitzvah. And misafek, you have to do a mitzvah. Again, he's just asking the kasha on the pidyon, not on the arifa. Tosfos kasha was on the arifa. This kasha is on the pidyon. Why don't you say, even according to Rav Shimon, mafresh tlev hula atzvo, because misafek, you have to do the mitzvah of pidyon petach hamor. That's all very simple. And you're not losing money, because you're keeping the tlev. Achik shemikomukam lomel yiftem misafek. The safek mitzvah l'chumra. Vein lo hefsid momen. Here you don't have an answer, because there's no hefsid momen. Here can't tlev atzvo. I am from Asher Pilpul b'zeh. Hakabonim avur midivri atosfos. Shekamo shepidyon sofek eino nitton l'koyen. But Tosfos here, he doesn't deal with the further kasha of the Marit al Gazi. He goes back to Tosfos' answer that just like pidyon sofek is not given to the koyen, k'moy kein petach hamor sofek eino chayav l'erof. Right, that's Tosfos' teretz. You're not mechuyev to be oreif of petach hamor misofek. Like Kedas Rambam Zal Shei Beisi, that you do have to. Shulchan Aruch does not write about such a case if you have to be orei for sofek petach hamor. So where are we holding that Tosfos is that since arifa is a mitzvah to lose money, so according to misafek you don't have to do it. So that's why, according to Rav Shimon, there would be no point in Mafresh Tleb or Hula Atzmo. Only according to Rav Yehuda, to take away the Isra from the Tet HaChamor. Says the Menchas Chinuch, Be'emes, Kavonos HaToysus, Kisi Shapirish HaMerit Al Gazi, what we just said, Eini Maven Klau. I don't think this is, that's Pshat and Toysus, what we just said. The Bishlama Mitzvah Shiva Momen, mitzvah that's directly giving away money, it has to do with money, k'moy ha-pidyon, or pidyon ha-ben, where the mitzvah is give five shloim to the koyin, give the tleh to the koyin. Shayach shapil oma sofik mama l'kula. K'moy kol dinei momene shu sofik gezel. Ach kach goes with our Torah, this is the famous idea. We learned in Rav Shimon about it, explaining it more. The mitzvah tluya b'momen with the lechadero seiko lekula. Ach, if a mitzvah ain't a moment on nito lechadero, the arifa of the chamor, he doesn't like the svara of the minchas chinuch, that the arifa of the chamor, you would say sofek lekula because it involves a loss of money. Because he says when you're dealing with a mitzvah, not to give money away to someone else. K'moy kan, the gozer ha-kosov la-orfo. Ach al yedei ha-mitzvah, avi-hefzid momen le-bailim. True, doing the mitzvah will cause you a hefzid momen. But the mitzvah is not to give away money. V'chi shayach v'zev loy v'savik momen le-kula? V'chizeh, why according to this, and sofik not al-mulu v'yomarishon, lo yistorich liklas od lulu v'lotzeis bo. You'll tell me if the only way he can be yotze the mitzvah of lulu is to acquire one and he has to pay for it. Ki hu p'sei this moment. You'll tell me he doesn't have to get a lulu because it's going to cost him money. Now lulu v'lotze moment harbe. V'savik moment l'kula. V'savik ochol matzah. The only way he can get matzah is by paying for it. Ein achai of lasos ha mitzvah ele b'chinam. Then if it costs money, it costs money. אם כן כאן ודאי גם התויסוס מוידים בצורך לערוב מסופק, and I think he's going to go on to סועדות תויסוס מוידים.
נגר בשימון.
כדאס הרמב״ם. But you do have to be ערוב מסופק, hold on.
That was all
according to
Rabbi Yehuda.
No, this is all
tויסוס
טרס. Let it go according to Shimon. The Gemara says it goes according to Rabbi Yehuda.
I'm just saying this on the floor here is according to Rabbi Yehuda.
No, it's addressing Tosfos Teretz. Why can't the Gemara say it goes according to Rav Shimon? And the purpose of being poda beseh is so that you don't have to be oreif the chamor. He's learned. Fellas, come on. How many times? Come on. The kash of Tosfos was, why does the Gemara have to say that the din of mafresh and he keeps it, it's according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara says, what's the purpose of being mafresh to tleh? The Gemara says, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you're not mafresh to tleh, the Tata Chamorah is also misafik, ba'no. Tosfos asks, why does the Gemara only understand the din? According to Rabbi Yehuda, it can understand it according to Rabbi Shimon too. Because if you're not mafresh to tleh, you have to be oirif to chamor. Tosfos answered. Now, he doesn't think Tosfos means what we've said till now. Tosfos means. Till now, we understood Tosfos the way the Maharit Al Ghazi explained it. That since being Oreif the Chamor involves a loss of money, so Misofek, you don't have to lose money. Regulars in the Momenis, and therefore, it would still be unnecessary, according to Rav Shimon, to be Poda B'Tleh. Because you wouldn't have to be Oreif the Chamor. Okay? That's Tosfos. Now he doesn't like that. He doesn't think that's Pshat and Tosfos. because you would not apply the rule Sofek Mamoina Lekula in a mitzvah that is not concerned with giving away money to someone else. It's just that it's going to cost you money. That would be like saying, says the Menachas Chinuch, that if you have a Sofek Matzah and you have to buy matzah and you have to eat matzah for Sofek, but if it's going to cost you money to get the matzah, then you don't have to do it. That's absurd, he says. So this is also absurd. But I assume he's going to say a different shot in place of Terence. I assume so, yeah. I just want to say that the Menachas Chinuch Sushtel was no, you can argue with his kasha. Because if the mitzvah is to lose money, so it's not like matzah. There the mitzvah isn't to spend money, it's to eat matzah. The mitzvah is to take a lulav, not to spend money on a lulav. But here the mitzvah saritva is not, the loss of money is not incidental to the aritva. It could be, it's like the Raivan's perspective, except that it's a mitzvah. The mitzvah is to lose money. So then you could say something mamoina lekula. So that's the way to take, say that the Mirat al Ghazi's chat and faces is correct. And I assume he's going to say a different shot in places. A different shot in places, Terry. Okay, let's follow the Cheshman here and see. The Venice Mavur, Rabbi Yudas really, the Petach Amor Osir Bando. Right? Okay. Rafrashas Tuleh, he lafkuwe Yisura. So far, so good. Ramafrish Tleh, Svirlul Ramonon, the Kamon of Yudbez of Yudbez, the Eno Chayev Bachriyuso. Right, even when there's a mitzvah to give it to the Kayan, but you're not Chayev and Achrayas of Yudbez. Al Korach Svirlul, the Kamit Satrevi, the Apadiyah, right, the Petach Amor, right, the Loi Hanasin of the Kayan, good, that's how we've been learning all along. It's not like Pidyon HaBen, where the Pidyon is effected by giving it to the Kayan. Here the mitzvah is effected by just being mafrish the Tleh. And then there's another mitzvah to give it to the Kayan. The Chaynu, the Chayzah, the Yidalev, the Yidalev, the Vimas, the Hilchoso, the Shulchan Aruch, the Shin Chafalot, the Vav, the Nin HaBrocha, the Mavorchan HaLapidiyah, the Kayan, the Sino, the Kayan. Achatorah Zichso HaPidyon, the Kayan. The Seh goes to the Kayan, it's one of the Matnas Kahuna. Avul im hifrish hapidyon. Below the son of the koyim. Mikomakom kiyam ha-mitzvah. He did the mitzvah of pidyon petach amor. Okay, so far, that's what we've been saying. Lo kamo manas kuhuna, other manas kuhuna. Lo kiyam ha-mitzvah klal, below bo li ha-koyim. In kem ha-mitzvah hazu, ena tluya b'mamon klal. Good. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Good. Torah Koslam Loisifta the Arafto, of the Arif of the Mokumptia. It came to Ain of Poder, Torah Lakayam, the Sovic Mitzvah, Arif of the Kol Sovic Mitzvah. Ain of Rim Sovic Mamoin of the Kuluk, is Ain of Begeda Sovic Moment. Kain of Mitzvah's Moment, Rak Lakayam Mitzvah's Padia, Mixeris Akosav, Avshain and Noisin Lakoya. Ay Lakayam Mitzvah's Arif of the Mokumptia. Avshain A, Ayah, they Sovic Lolo Hefsin Moment. Loisai Sovic Moment, the Kuluk, Kamashi Biarno Lamala. The whole of the Rebbe Yehuda the Sefer Petach Amor Biasma Yesh Ben Kedusha. If Kain HaTorah Kosol the Mitzvah Saseh Liftos Av Belo Nesina L'Koyen the Kiyem HaMitzvah Saseh Unesina L'Koyen Bel Tzachrita Avo Rebbe Shimon. Ah, this is a beautiful, beautiful story that Menachas Chinuch is saying. He's saying according to Rebbe Shimon that Petach Amor is mutter b'hano, then the mitzvah's pediyah is giving it to the Kohen. because you haven't done anything if you haven't given it to the kohen. Bishlam according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's asur bar no. So by being mafresh the tleh, that's an automatic pinyon, and the chamor becomes mutar bar no. But according to Rav Shimon, that the petah chamor is mutar bar no. So what is this pinyon? What are you doing? So the pinyon and the mitzvah is according to Rav Shimon to give it to the kohen. He's explaining. He's making a tliya.
Nothing
happened. He's explaining a lamdus that how the pidyon is effected, how the mitzvah is accomplished, is going to be totally the machlekes of Rabbi Yehuda Reb Shimon. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the pidyon in the mitzvah, which is pidyon, is accomplished just by being mafresh the tleh, because thereby the petach hamor becomes mutar b'hanor. And according to Reb Shimon, nothing's effected by being mafresh the tleh. So the mitzvah spediya is by giving it to the kohen. So kumtachai is the mitzvah is to give it away.
What's
effective
when you give it to the
kohen? The pidyon. Yeah. So either the mitzvah satorah b'pidyon, hainu anasim liyat kohen. The zui ha-mitzvah. K'moi pidyon ha-ben, k'chod the mitzvah he. Anasim liyat kohen. K'chod the mitzvah liyat kohen liyakim ha-mitzvah. K'chod the name of Kedusha Klal, Lama kosva ha-toyu ha-liftos al kochach ha-mitzvah she-inosin l'koyen. Alkei mitzvah zu, he's the mitzvah she v'momen. It's royal chayayim v'keva v'reishus ha-geiz, zu havi ha-mitzvah. And kei mitzvah zu, now, oh, so according to Rav Shimon, it's tako mitzvah v'momen. A mitzvah zu havi le mitzvah she v'momen. Rav Shaloi Mar, and maybe even the Svila of Rav Shimon, the Amafrish said, who, it is Bachri Yusof. Not like Tigger Abban and Rabbi Eliezer, keeping the Shriyalup at the Chamorus of Bahanor. We got Rabbi Eliezer, Shriyalay Kainim, can't keep the Kiyam HaMitzvah. The Afrosha and the Chayim Bachriyuso, my Sashain. I will Rabbi Shimon the Soy with the Buddha Bahanor, and came up also on Mitzvah Klaal, the Afrosha. Father can we pigeon up then? Chayim Bachriyuso, I should only add Koyim. Not on the scene of the Koyim, let me get pigeon Klaal. The Efshul Chalek, this already you can say a chilek about the Chiv Achrayus, the Ein Ritzoni L'Hayrach, Ein Kamakomo, but therefore, how can Soiv Rav Shimon the Gemara, now Soiv Petach Hamor, Ein Mafrish and Tleh? Because you wouldn't have to give it to the Kayan. So Taka, what's the point in being Mafrish and Tleh? Because you don't have to give it away, because Soiv Mamoyna L'Kula. The worship of the Yudhaisim and Vezga, with Ein Mashriyus, the Rav Shimon, Ein Mitzvus, Kudir, Rakmanasino, Liad Kayan. The Chiv and the Sofek, Ein Mitzvus, Liad Kayan, there's no point. He came. He with the Reb Shimon on mitzvah. He hadn't seen a lekoyin. Umsalik petach hamor ain mitzvah alav litnu lekoyin. He mitzvah shem b'momin. Avilei sveika something b'momin lekula. Can my opinion on benesher matn this kuna? Him came. Umsalik petach hamor ain alav mitzvah shkubdiya klal. Can I call him a tonos? The Musafik part through Torah. It came Musafik like Kosu HaTorah, the Moisifta Varaftok. He ain't no bar pidyon. So you don't have to be Arifid, you're potter from pidyon. Ki HaTorah Lechiva Klal HaPidyon, back with the sin of the Kayan. Because the whole Chetz of pidyon is the sin of the Kayan. You're potter in the case of Safek, because the Moisif Mechavir of Araya. So there's no Vim Losif Dev Varaftok. You're not Mechuyif to be poided. So if you're mechuyev to be paid there, the moisif of our rafto. But if you're not mechuyev to be paid there, so there's no good moisif of our rafto. Chidin is having minor lekulein, and that's the yakayim and chayim and the tzuzu. And kain ain't an orfo gab kain. He was a shayich with moisif of our rafto. Keep it ain't about pidin klal. For a refo, he meant that's the moko and pidiya. But you don't have to be paid there. You may not chayim and pidiya, lo me yaro. The zendir ali, but come on, it's not tais for this. We'll learn it over again tomorrow. To send their relief. Mm. Beautiful. Mom's beautiful. Mm. Not appreciating the beauty. Yeah. That's the Pshat and Tosfos Teretz he's going to say, not what the Maharal Gazi said.